Okay. And so tell us, what time did your day start, and were you part of the Critical Mass riot, or? How did your day start?
I started off at the DC Anti-War Network rally, which is in Malcolm X Park, and that then turned into a march, which headed sort of down towards the parade route, stopping short of that at another park, and that was a fairly decent-sized march. I sort of split off and tried to check out a few other things that were going on, but
so decent-sized, like
A couple of feeder marches that led into that.
Mm.
By the time it got close to the parade route, it was of a decent size. Everyone was nice and noisy, bands playing and whatnot.
A few thousand people, you think, or several hundred, or?
It was actually very hard to tell, just because I could, from nowhere did I have a good vantage point. The crowd was definitely going down a number of blocks and turning corners, and so I couldn't really tell you how many people were on that march.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I tried to make my way to get right beside the parade route, which proved a little difficult at that time. There were a couple of kind of flashpoints. Apparently, I didn't see this myself, but there were rumors that people were being kidnapped at one particular spot. So I headed in the other direction to another one, and managed to get in, but just after I did, they stopped letting protesters in.
Right.
It got pretty heated. After a while, some protesters managed to remove some of the fencing, and the cops responded by pepper spraying people and sort of like reinforcing their lines on the other side of the fence. Crowds built up on both sides of the fence where that was happening, but they had to be well under control. It was just like pretty brief moments with the sort of real confrontation between the protesters and the police.
It sounds like...
But where I was on the parade route, there was a very strong protest contingent. A lot of people had managed to make it there. But because of that, when the motorcade actually came past, they sped past really fast. And some cars preceding the motorcade that were carrying, I don't know who, some other important people, actually were winding up their windows as they were coming past us, because they were getting knocked out of use.
Well, actually, we had a report from earlier in the day that a protester threw some fruit or a vegetable or something at the car, and right at that moment they sped up. They got like freaked out and they sped up.
I didn't see anything being thrown, but because of what had been happening, because of what had been happening between the crowd and the police where I was, the police presence was pretty heavy. It looked heavier than along a lot of other parts of the parade route. There had also been text messages going around that directly opposite where I was, protesters were going to try and kind of storm the security checkpoint and just push their way through.
Right.
So that probably caused the police to strengthen their lines there as well, which meant that it was. You know, if you threw anything or whatever, they'd be able to pick you out pretty quickly. If someone did throw something, it possibly happened just before where I was, because they were coming through really fast at that point.
So, not surprisingly, it sounds like there's a very heavy police presence out there today.
Yeah, interestingly, actually, this security was pretty lax. Like, when you pass through the checks to get onto the parade route, they're not doing any check at all. Basically, like, quickly patting down the upper part of your body and nothing else. So, while the police presence was heavy, it wasn't quite as bad as a lot of people were expecting in terms of being searched and that kind of thing. But after I left the parade, I went up to DuPont Circle, where there was a meeting of people there with the idea that they take to the streets and just start to kind of did happen, and the police presence around that started becoming pretty heavy. And it actually, it looked to me like they were trying similar things as they did at the RNC to kind of move people into a particular place and then just do some mass arrest of them or something. That didn't seem to happen as far as I know. I mean, I haven't heard if it happened either, but I left it before the end because it was looking like that was going to happen. I sort of lost interest in getting arrested again at the end of the day.
No one can blame you for that. Actually, there were surprisingly few arrests today. There were arrests today, but not nearly of the magnitude that we saw during the RNC.
Right. Well, after the bunch I was just talking about, after I left that, and like I said, I left it because I thought they were going to do them to the rest, I later talked to some people in the street that claimed that march had just been allowed to keep going and keep going, and so I don't know where it ended up, but it was only maybe 100 or so people. So it was small enough for them to control very easily, but yeah, maybe they did just sort of keep going.
Yeah, I think they did. What was the feeling like on the streets? I think it was a cold day there. Were people upset, jubilant? Were there pro-Bush protesters out there?
There were some like pro-life people, but not so many. Like waiting for the motorcade and stuff, people kind of were responding to the protest chants and things a little bit with these kind of half-hearted chantings of USA and stuff like that, but it was, you know, it seemed like so many of the pro-Bush people were just these like fur coat wearing kind of rich older people. There wasn't a lot of like I didn't see any counter protesting actually, except for the pro-life people, which were really small groups of people as well, but I didn't come across any kind of protest warriors or any of that sort of thing.
And how would you
most of the people were shouting were, you know, the very anti shouting anti-Bush kind of stuff. The supporters of which seemed rather kind of quiet. You know, they would cheer when they saw lines of like riot cops turning up to harass people and things like that. They would cheer the repressive parts across the events, but the rest of it, there wasn't a whole lot of enthusiasm on their part. On the protesters part, it was good. It was really quite a nice vibe a lot of the time. It felt kind of like a little more jubilant than a lot of big protests do. It's a pretty good atmosphere, and it wasn't so cold, you know. It wasn't like really nasty or anything down here.
What was it like compared to the RNC in New York?
Well, the feeling was very different. You know, I think. To me, it felt like not the big march during the RNC, but some of the other days of RNC protests, it felt a little more like that. Like, not a whole lot happened. There was kind of a more feeling of possibility there. People seemed a bit more fired up. And I guess that's maybe the result too of not everything being concentrated on one big march, but there being a lot of different things going on, and you could wander off and you would come across another bunch of protesters somewhere else on their way from, you know, some other thing. It didn't feel as restricted as the big RNC march did, where, you know, basically it's like there's nothing to do but walk among just the crowd. You know, it felt a little more than that, a few more possibilities. Although in the end, nothing really seemed to come of that feeling of possibility.
And did you see any of the Thousand Coffin folks, or the Critical Mass folks, or the Black Bloc, or?
Yeah, I saw, I sort of happened to see the critical mass people going past in the morning when I was on my way to the first dawn thing. And from what I heard, they had a fairly easy time of it. I don't think any critical mass people got arrested. I think they were just let alone to do their thing. I saw them also later on at DuPont Circle, and they kind of let off. They tried to lead the crowd off to take the streets again, which didn't really work. But then people did eventually take the streets, but that wasn't really connected to the critical mass thing. But it's kind of contention to, I suppose, did go off at that point and I don't know where they ended up going, but they were sort of going through the streets again. And the cops, I came across them at the end of the DC Interval Book March. And I don't really know how that went. I think that, like, the die-in that was supposed to happen, as far as I understand, they've been blocked from getting where they wanted to do it. So I don't know if that eventually went somewhere else or if it just didn't happen at all. I'm not sure.
Okay. Anything else to report?
I guess that's probably it. It's hard to get at this point to get an overall idea how everything went today, because things were very dispersed, particularly as it came closer to the time of the inaugural parade, because people were really splitting up, trying to find ways to get in, which meant, you know, going to a lot of different entry points and things. And I heard, like I said, there was some confrontation at the entry point that I used, and I have heard that at some others there was as well, and that they were closing them down when there were large groups of protesters trying to get in. I'm sure from other people you'll probably get a better picture of what actually happened.
People were actually able to get in. I think some of the Code Pink folks actually got some passes from New York and California Congress people, and there were enough protesters apparently during the big event that you could actually hear chants in the background.
I happened to be watching C-SPAN before, and they had footage of people being pulled out of that. Which is good. They were even showing that, and nice to see them. You know, there were protesters in there. That's a good thing.
And were you in D.C. in 2000, by any chance?
No, I wasn't actually. Okay. So I can't compare it to that. But you know, I think personally, these events are always really frustrating and can be quite disempowering in many ways. I was expecting this one to be really bad in that way, and I don't think it was. It didn't seem a whole lot worse than others. It was just equally as frustrating, but not really more frustrating, I don't think. I would have liked to see it get a little more fiery. It's very rare that he has these protests do anyway, so I'm not sure how much the security really had to do with that, or if it's more the sort of more general repression of protesting that is holding people back, making people scared to really push it further. I'm not sure about it.
All right, Dan, thanks for talking to us. Take care. So we were talking to a New Yorker named Dion, who is down in D.C. today. He started the protests off pretty early at Malcolm X Park and was at various places throughout the day in D.C. He did witness some police confrontations, but as he reported, and as it has been reported in other outlets, it looks like they actually let the critical mass bikers just do their thing. and there weren't a lot of arrests today. I think there may have been more arrests in 2000 in D.C. There was a heavy police presence there then as well. And in fact, I think it was on 14th and Q. I have to jog my memory where there was a big black bloc contingent and a huge sort of tear gassed confrontation with the police. I,